At this time of the year, as we count years, we remind you that there's also a teaching about the end of time. And in both instances, we look to a reset, don't we? In a sort of a new year kind of way. We commonly look to New Year's resolutions. Anybody made New Year's resolutions? I tried to do something last week, so it didn't actually count as a New Year's resolution that, you know, for this week. What are New Year's resolutions? They're promises that we try to keep, right? But typically expect that most will lack the discipline to keep them. Isn't that true? Don't people say, oh, it was a New Year's resolution of mine years ago to quit smoking, you know, or something like that. Today, I want to lead us in prayer to bring to the Lord our issues, okay? So stop for a moment right here and just say, oh God, you know what the thing is. And those disciples sitting with you in that garden and you said, stay awake with me just 1 hour, and they couldn't do it. I mean, there they were with God and your last night on earth, but they didn't know it. And there they wanted to, you know, they're so faithful. I mean, they're living in the rough with you outdoors. They're just so tired and falling asleep. And what did you say, right? The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And we come to you now with our issues. You make all of our issues known to us. There's nobody here who doesn't know their issue. Search my heart and see if there's anything in me, Lord, that doesn't match up with you. Lead me in righteousness, Lord. That's our prayer. We'll pray the prayer that David prayed. Just search my heart. I think it's Psalm 139. Anything in our heart that we're blind to, because that's what blind spots are, will you bring other people around us to help us see, Lord? Can we, when we see what the issue is, Father God, say the same word as you say about it and agree with you about sin and turning from sin, repenting of whatever it is, can we turn to you? Whether it is gluttony, Lord, for eating too much of everything we see and not liking the effect that it has, all the way to whatever the worst sin anyone in this room would imagine is. And that would include murder, sexual immorality, all of those things. Lying, you say, all liars have a part in this lake of fire. God, I don't want to be the man who stands here preaching fire and brimstone. I've been beaten with that enough in life to be afraid of the big bad boogeyman outside, and so much more fond of you, Lord God, who are worthy of praise, who's worthy of trust, and who we love. We pray now, standing in this room today, that those things that we recognize and those things that you will show us are things that we can agree with you about, and that we might, by the power of your Holy Spirit, have the strength to turn from sin and to walk differently in the world toward God in a way that agrees with God, saying the same word about God, about our same words as God about our life. Help us to say the same words as God about our life. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Can you say amen to that? Would you agree with a prayer like that? Did I err in any line of it in a way that you can say, yeah, no, that's not for me? Because if you say the word amen, you mean me too. May it come to pass. Do you want that in your life? Because if we agree about that prayer in Jesus' name, that is according to the will of God, God will make it so. He agrees with himself. And when we ask him, according to his own words, for something in our lives that's in line with his, I believe he does these things. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Not that he gives you whatever your heart desires, but he gives you the desires in your heart to walk with him, delighting in the Lord. This is where we are this morning. The New Year's message is that, yes, just like New Year's Eve, and old acquaintance be forgot, and all that stuff, oh, this year ahead, oh, let this be the year. How about just let this be my life, Lord God, lived before you from today, the 29th. I'll pick this day in the calendar, and I'll go. The promise in Scripture is fellowship with God at the end of time. But it's now also. I'll just read to you a couple of verses, not ask you to prance around. But I'll tell you the addresses if you need to. But by the time you get there, we'll be moving on. So you can write it down if you like, but Psalm 34, says this, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. Affliction will slay the wicked, and those who hate righteousness will be condemned. The Lord redeems the life of his servants, and none of those who take refuge in him will be condemned." That's today, that's now. Jesus Christ said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and you will learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light." Jesus also said, "I came to give life, and that more abundantly." He said, "There's nobody who's forsaken houses and properties and come to follow me who does not receive 100-fold in this life and in the next eternal life." So it isn't just a great big promise of the by and by, but you can't know till you're dead, so I can say whatever I want and you should follow, and then all the dead people know, you'll know too. That isn't the only promise that the scriptures afford. The Bible tells us, "Come to me now and see me. Come to me now and be with me and know fellowship and let us walk together." And on the other side of that are more promises, but on this side are enough promises kept that we would trust God for that veil that none of us pass through and come back from. God is worthy of trust because of what he has already done. He took time through history to say, "This is what I'm about, and I've got you covered for the rest of it. Let's walk together." This is the message of Scripture. This is what God has to say. The passage today came with a warning, didn't it? And it is fire and brimstone. I don't like that part, but it's in there. "But hear my voice of compassion today, and know that the heart of the Lord is compassionate and is full of mercy." That's the message we want to preach from this place. He does say, warning, it's out there, don't go. And I won't compromise. And that lake that was created for Satan is there. And anybody that doesn't want me can have it. But nobody needs to go there. So it doesn't get said enough, I think, but I'm saying it now.